This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD and the Drivers Union agree to a one-year contract extension. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
After slugging it out over pay raises, workplace conditions, and other issues, RTD and the ATU 1001 usually sign three-year contracts. But because of RTD's financial uncertainties and the challenges the pandemic has wrought on transit agencies, both sides agreed to set those discussions aside for another year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Some in Congress say Colorado needs more judges given the large increase in civil cases filed in federal court. Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse introduced a bill to add three federal judges to manage Colorado's caseload. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports federal civil cases rose by 39% over the last 20 years. Outdoor retailer plans to hold an in-person trade show at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver this summer.
The Denver Business Journal reports the trade show is the first to announce a live event at the convention center since the pandemic started. The event was originally scheduled for June, but it's been pushed back to August so organizers could have more time to nail down safety protocols.
CPR Sarah Mulholland. The Denver City Council has declared Juneteenth an official holiday on the Saturday closest to June 19th. Juneteenth celebrates the end of slavery in this country and marks the federal order to free slaves in Texas. Snow along the Front Range. It could be heavy at times in the Denver area. You're listening to CPR News.